This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Quick question, Michael, before we go on. When do you expect to have your second book done, and what period of your life will it cover?
I'm open to have it done by at least September next year, 2024. It will go on basically from the age of 17 up until, into my 30s, I guess. I've begun it basically under drafts for it, but I'm not sure where it's going to take me yet and what I'm going to add to it. The book sometimes has its own mind and takes me where it wants to take me.
That's how books are. You never know when you start where it'll take you, unless they're very structured, like I used to write these computer books like How to Use Your iMac or something, and there you have a very rigid style and very rigid portion or limits to the coverage. But with a regular book about experiences or even fiction, you never know where that book will put you. Do you think the things that happened when you were a child influenced your professional life at all?
I think it hindered me a lot of the time, to be honest, because, of the fear that it creates in you, you never know. Sometimes you never know if when you're having these experiences, if you're ever going to come back from them. That there's always, even now there's this, this fear, I guess, in some ways. This type of phenomena doesn't leave you alone. It just goes on and on and on. I never asked for this. I never wanted this. People say, okay, you've asked for this. And in what way have I asked for this? Who would want this? Who would want to be bombarded with these type of experiences? And, people do have positive experiences. They do happen. But there's a lot of, and this is the thing. There's a lot of people that have abductions all over the world, in the United States, in the UK, and their experiences are not good. And these are not often spoken about because it goes, it's some people don't want to hear that. But, there's hundreds, thousands of people that have these experiences. And it starts from when you're a child, and it carries on throughout your life. As I explain, you have these experiences in infancy. They go on to when you're a child, to a teenager, to a young adult, to a mature adult, and very much when you're close to death. So when you're having these experiences, who would want them? If they're positive, that's great. And I must acknowledge that they do happen, positive ones. But in general, I believe most of these experiences are not very good for people. There's so much trauma associated with these type of experiences. And, if there's any trauma associated with this, they're not good.
I wonder sometimes if there's an intelligence involved in generating these experiences. They make some people feel warm and fuzzy about them to hide the trauma.
Yeah, we have screen memories, and, from what we learned about screen memories, especially with those that are known as the Greys appear to be in control of the abduction program, but by no means are the leaders of it. I guess they're the soldiers and the scientists, if you were to look at it that way. But, we have the screen memories, especially with the children, where they can take you away. They take images from your head and then seem to be able to reproduce them in a holographic type of imagery in order for you to go with them. So I guess it depends.
Does it occur to you here, Michael, that maybe the entire experience is generated by a force that's giving you memories of something happening, but they're just memories? They're controlling your mind.
I think that's more, I would say that's more along the lines of the military, if I was honest with you. I mean, I'm a MILAB, a military abductee as well, and, you know, this is something that most of the UFO community don't want to listen to. But, you know, as I go forward in my podcasts and my talks, I'll be talking much more about the MILAB side of it. But anything's possible with technology.
Would it be possible that the governments of the US, UK, Germany, advanced nations are doing experimentation?
You know, we've got lots of projects out there that, you know, that can be researched, and there's lots of people that are coming forward now that are being involved in these type of projects. You know, you've got the Montauk project. There's lots of projects out there, you know. I think the general public are going to learn a lot more about these type of projects that have been hidden for a long, long time from the public. You know, and this is one of the things that we look at with disclosure. You know, if the government's ever come out and want to be more transparent about, you know, what's going on, they're never going to tell you everything. They're not going to tell you about these projects. They're not going to tell you what they've been involved with, what they are involved with, and the crimes basically committed against the public, because it would be the end of them.
You mentioned the Montauk Project, not something we've really talked about much on the Paracast. For listeners who are wondering what we're talking about, other than a place in New York State, what is or was the Montauk Project?
Well, the Montauk Project started off from, you know, picking up people off the streets, down and out, people with no history, people that would not be missed. Then they started to pick up children. It was basically to create mind-controlled, you know, assassins or spies. But it's a huge subject. And it covers many, many different forms of control.
Tim, you and the guys that you've worked with over the years, such as Tim Beckley, you did explore the Montauk Project from time to time, right?
Yeah, the Montauk Project was an offshoot of several different factions, probably MK Ultra CIA mind control research that started in the as far back as the 1950s, using LSD, hypnotism, and then later going into actually doing implants, research into electronic radio frequency types of control, and allegedly the Camp Hero base in Montauk, Long Island, was being utilized as a research center along these lines, with especially using electronics and drugs like LSD. So yeah, there's a pretty rich history about the whole MK Ultra and Montauk.
You know, Tim and Michael, when it comes to government experimentation, I think of a situation in 1961, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This interracial couple is there. One's a postal worker, one's a social worker, and you know the one I'm talking about here. And they live near a military base. Now, in 1961, being a black and white couple was not so easy. Today we accept people of different races getting together, and that's fine. Even gender differences and everything, we don't really find ourselves too upset over it. Then it was difficult in a conservative area to have that situation. And of course, we know the case of Betty and Barney Hill coming home from Canada and being apparently abducted by a UFO. And I wonder, and of course, people will say, you don't know what you're talking about, especially Kathleen Marden, who is Betty Hill's niece. I've wondered, well, they're near the military base. The government is engaged during that time frame in mind control. Could that have generated the seduction. We're going to talk more about lots of things with Michael, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Pettycast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Michael, have you read up much about the Hill case?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I wouldn't say to a great degree, but I do know what you're referring to.
So do you think that maybe the U.S. government doing all these dirty things could possibly have picked the hills for the specific characteristics we observe to be the victims of an experiment?
I think anything's possible, but, you know, I think it's more probable that they were picked up by, you know, these type of beings. What do you think, Tim?
Well, I don't know if that early in the 1960s, whether or not the United States military had the capability just yet to be able to pull off such a stunt. I mean, especially just like in the middle of nowhere like it was. Now, I suppose that, you know, you could have had like maybe a helicopter, something along those lines, and then they were able to use, say, like drugs or hypnosis. But again, boy, it's almost an Occam razor type of situation where that kind of answer seems to be a lot more complicated than an actual unknown craft of unknown origin plucking these people off the road, rather than, you know, a military type of experience.
As far as I'm concerned, I can say this. I met Betty Hill a couple of times in the 1970s. She seemed very sincere, very direct. I know she had more experiences through her life. Certainly, we are all friends here on the show with Kathleen Martin, her niece, who's been on the PowerCast a number of times. She has done abduction research, more recently with MUFON. She is a mental health therapist, trained hypnotist. I don't know. The jury's out. The Hills case was kind of the harbinger of UFO abductions. Again, I raised the government experiment strictly as a point of possibility because of what the government was doing then. Not because I saw the movie The Manchurian Candidate, where they use mind control to turn somebody into a possible murderer. Because here, the Hills were friendly people, but underwent horrifying experiences. So I don't know what to say about it. Even if their encounters were as described, doesn't mean they met E.T. It means they were led to believe they met E.T.
Now, Michael, didn't you have an experience that made you think that there was a military involvement going on?
Yeah, that's right. That was a little while after my dad had passed. I just turned 16. It was in the nighttime. You know, I used to go out sometimes into the school grounds, and you know, even back then, I used to, you know, meditate. I was often, you know, I grew up I was often isolated as a child. I didn't have many friends because, you know, as I said, it was all children that were basically, you know, taught about the church. And although I was taught in the same way, I was very much different in that respect. You know, being aware of different types of energies around me and having other types of, you know, experiences. But on this particular night, I went out into the school grounds, you know, and I sat in the middle of the large playground and was listening to some music, you know, to relax my mind, to put me into an altered state of consciousness, I guess. And I was meditating. And, you know, at some point during the night, I felt that I was being watched. You know, it's just this feeling you get, almost like when somebody's standing behind you and you get this feeling, you know, that there's something there. You know, not necessarily, you know, spiritual. It could be somebody, you know, a physical person standing behind you, and you just get that tingling feeling, you know, somebody's there. But I felt something was watching me. And, you know, I didn't pay much heed to it. I just, you know, brushed it off and carried on with what I was doing. And, you know, as it was getting quite late, I was feeling tired. I just wanted to go, you know, to my bedroom and go to sleep, really. And I remember walking back to the house, and, you know, as I explained, it was, you know, all the lights were off. It was in a sheet of darkness. Everyone had gone to bed. You know, it was a very hot night. And as I went back into the house, I was going up the stairs, and before I got to my bedroom, I felt this, this need to, to go downstairs and basically sleep downstairs. And I had that type of feeling as well when I had these experiences with the Nordics, that I had to be somewhere in a particular part of the house. And I've had experiences before other times when I was, a teenager needing to get up and go out into the school grounds into a particular area. But on this particular night, I went upstairs. I felt the need to go downstairs and sleep. So I went into one of the other rooms and, it was still dark in the room, and I adjusted my eyes to the room and laid back down on the sofa. I didn't need a cover because it was hot. But it was coming more into, it was getting closer to the morning. And on this particular night or day, I closed my eyes, and then, suddenly I opened my eyes up, and felt that there was something in the room, a presence, And this type of presence that you have, it seems to go on through, when you're having these experiences, you have this feeling, as my life went on, the feeling associated with this would be dread, a feeling of wanting to get away, wanting to escape. There's this build-up of fear that just overwhelms you. But often the case is you can't escape. But on this particular night, I had this feeling, and I tried to, at the time, get up off of the sofa to get to the door, to get out of the room, because it was closed. And I found myself paralyzed. I wasn't able to move my body, but I could move my eyes. And it was then, that I felt something behind me. It touched my head, and I could feel, I could feel that the hand wasn't human. It had claws, and it actually pulled back my head. But I wasn't at the time able to see it. And there was another being that come in front of me that was, what we now know to be like the classical greys, big head, big eyes. And this creature was holding a wand-like type instrument in its right hand. And, in this one actually causes me a lot of trauma still to this day. There's been podcasts I've been speaking about on where I've literally, got quite emotional.
Hey, before we get too emotional, let's get these announcements out of the way with Gene and Cameron and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Police in Las Vegas announced an arrest in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Davis has been arrested in the 1996 murder of the rapper, who was shot at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. More auto workers joining the picket line as the UAW and Ford fail to come to an agreement after 2 weeks of talks. Laura Winters has details.
The president of the United Auto Workers, Sean Fain, says there's a long way to go before the union reaches a deal with Ford. The UAW expanding its strike with more workers joining the picket line at factories in Illinois and Michigan. More than 25,000 auto workers on strike right now.
The Navy will begin random testing of special operations forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. That'll all start in November. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. The commander of the Navy Special Warfare Command called it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. The Army is expected to follow suit. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
Well, I understand full well the trauma something like that caused. Was there any pain involved on your part?
On this occasion, there was, yes. I mean, as I said, this gray creature, it basically floated towards me, and my mouth was opened up, and this wand-like instrument was in my mouth, and it was burning my mouth. I could literally feel it burning my gums. And I was trying to move my body. My heart was beating really fast. I actually felt like my body was on fire. The only thing I wanted to do is kick it and punch it to get it away from me, but I wasn't able to move. And it seemed like it went on for a long time, but often is the case. There's not much time associated with it, really. It's just whilst you're in that moment. And, I felt really frightened. I was really afraid. And, in my mind, I was screaming, shouting out. And I was trying to call for somebody in the house, but I wasn't able to do so. This thing, I've just felt it burning in my mouth. I didn't know what they were doing. But, going forward from there, it was only then, I was able to see after it finished, there was two greys there. And it was only when I was able to move slightly that I was able to see that there was a U.S. Air Force uniform, a man standing there who was military. And he was just observing this. He didn't say nothing. He was just watching. And I didn't realize that he was there until they moved. I was able to move myself and see him. And then they vanished. It was only then that I was able to move. And then after leaving, getting out of the room and going into what would have been the downstairs toilet, the first thing I did was to look in my mouth to see what they'd done. And, you know, to my amazement, there was nothing there. There was no burn marks. There was no blood. And so, you know, I'm not sure what that was about.
It sounds to me, as I listen to you, that maybe the military was messing with your mind, if that's what you saw.
Well, yeah, but I did have something much later on that may have something to do with that, which was to do with, an implant. But, you know, this is what I was going to record in book two. I can talk about that now, if you'd like.
Oh, please go ahead.
Yeah, so this was, you know, this was at the same house. There was one time when I was basically, I remember going up into, you know, the bathroom. I was at the washhand basin. I was having a wash. And I remember luckily I had the plug, you know, the plug hole in. And I remember some tiny object. It was fell out of my mouth. It just literally came out of my mouth. There was no blood. It hadn't been there the day or the night before. And it was like a very tiny square object. It was like almost like had a gold feeling, a aluminium type feeling around it. But when I looked at it under a microscope, and it was only wasn't a really powerful one, but you could see it had symbols on it, and it had little wires on this little square. I didn't know what it was. And how it got there. And it was only, you know, that I looked to see if there was anyone in the area that could have a look at it. And I come across a guy that lived not far away from me. He was a ufologist, a researcher. And I went to his house. I called him first of all, and he invited me over. I gave him a little bit of background on my story, what I've wrote about in my book. And, you know, the goings on that happened to me in the house. And, you know, he looked at this object, this tiny object under a much more powerful microscope. And he said the same thing, you know, he says, yeah, you're right. He said it has symbols on it and it has wires on it, little tiny wires. God knows what it was. And, he asked if he could keep it. He wanted to show it to somebody at the Ministry of Defense. Some military guy that he knew, you know, I said yes. I shouldn't have done really, but I said yes, and he said he'd get back to me. So, you know, a few weeks went past, and I was getting a bit, you know, worried a little bit about it. And I contacted him, and he just said to me that he'd contacted the guy at the MOD, military guy, and he said that he was told that this person had been moved on. And the object had gone with him. So, I didn't get any more information about this. So I was a bit disappointed, really, because, you know, if I would have kept it, maybe I would have been able to get some sort of answers to what it was. But I'm wondering if that was associated in some way with that, with this other, you know, with this device that came out of my mouth. You know, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that it's, you know, possible. It had some sort of link or connection.
Well, it does seem to be kind of a far-reaching coincidence to think that you had had an experience where, you know, it involved in your mouth, and then later something falls out of it.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm trying to find some answers and reasoning with this. Again, I'm not saying it is that. I'm just trying to understand what's happening to me, really. What was happening to me? I mean, you know, in the UK, you don't have a lot of, you know, when I was growing up, you didn't have a lot of people you could talk to, you know, certainly in this area and the ring of ufology. You know, this was all new to me. I didn't have nowhere to go, nowhere to turn. So I reached out to this person to hopefully, you know, find some answers, but I didn't really get very far.
Well, looking at your experience, and I'll play devil's advocate here, considering that other people and yourself, that whatever this phenomena is, does have a tendency to have the ability to either shapeshift or at least put impressions in your mind that look different from what is actually going on. What do you think the possibility is that the guy dressed in the Air Force uniform was just a, you know, like just something different, an impression put in a screen memory, so to speak, to, you know, have you thinking something different than what was actually going on?
Yeah, you know, you have to look at all types of possibilities, you know, when you're doing, you know, when you're researching this type of phenomenon, you know. But, you know, you would have to ask yourself, for what reason would they do that? You know, there was two greys there. Why present me with an image of somebody in the military? There was no need for that. I mean, I have had, having said that, I have had experiences what do question whether there were, you know, the greys involved or the military involved, because I think you find that there are different types of, you know, when there are abductions taking place, the military will act in a certain way and the greys will act in another type of way. So you have to question it all the time.
Don't you consider the possibility the military people were genuine and the greys were not?
No, I don't, because the energy signatures are different. You pick up different types of energies off of human beings and off of these type of creatures. But the thing is you know, I understand what you're saying, where you're coming from. I mean, you know, there are people out there that believe, you know, the military are conducting, you know, the operations, and they're just making it appear that it's the greys that are doing it.
So Michael Dearborn is here, and we're talking about his lifetime of paranormal encounters, right now focusing on the UFO abductions and what they might be, and the suggestions I throw in every so often that there might be some that are generated by some kind of government-related experimentation with human beings, which, if it took place, I think would be disgusting, but that's just everybody's point of view. Michael, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the podcast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Tim, I sense psychically you were about to ask a question.
Well, you know, Michael is not the first person over the years who have described abduction experiences where there appears to be a military presence involved as well. He had mentioned earlier MyLabs, which Michael, remind me, what does MyLab stand for?
Military abductions.
All right. Yeah. In fact, there's been entire books written about this experience. Some people report that the military, it kind of goes in several different directions. Some people have reported that after they've had what they believe would be an actual UFO-related abduction, are then later abducted by what appears to be the military, who's very interested in what's going on and is trying to get information from them using various techniques like, you know, hypnosis and drugs, like I reported about before. And then other people report where there seems to be almost a liaison between the military and, you know, whatever beings are associated with this phenomena. So now, you know, Michael, I mean, do you have an impression or speculation yourself on, you know, what could be going on? I mean, you know, is it a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B, so to speak?
Well, you know, most of the abduction phenomena and people that have had these type of experiences, you know, from the 50s, 60s, 70s going on, you know, the most common type of creature that we're seeing are, you know, what would be considered the greys. I think the military element come into it much later on with the advancement of technology. You know, it seems to be a lot of the interest in the military often come in after, you know, Operation Paperclip. You know, the exchange of Nazi scientists enter the U.S. under the cloak and banner, you know, of cover. So I think there's two elements of this going on. There might be much more active. There could be a lot more activity going on, though, with the military now rather than the greys. So I do think that there is an element of both happening in here at the same time, but for different reasons.
What makes me think also, you've got a section in the book where you saw what would essentially be a man in black in your home at one point. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that was after me and Sean had seen, you know, what would be, you know, a tall, grey alien, I guess, in what would have been the school hall at the time. It was a little bit after that, not long after that. I was alone in the house at the time. My parents were in the garage. They were actually laying the floor tiles. They had new floor tiles because the others were cracking. And Sean asked if he could go into the garage and, you know, just watch. Francis and Kevin were out. They were a lot older than us, as I said. So they were out socializing, as far as I know. I was in the house alone, and my dad had asked me to lock the door from, you know, from the inside. There was no one in the house, only me. And at the time, I was in the kitchen. I was actually washing up, and as I describe in the book, you know, I'm still small enough that I can't actually reach the taps on the sink to get out the sink. And so I take a chair, turn it round, and kneel on it, and I'm washing up for my mum. And it's at that time, you know, that I feel something watching me, something or someone watching me. And it's only from, I didn't turn my head around. I looked, you know, from my peripheral vision and looked to the side. It was then that I saw this strange looking man standing there. You know, it was quite bizarre in the room. And he was dressed, you know, completely in black. And, You know, the oddest thing, as I explain in the book, for me, from my point of view, is the glasses, you know, all these dark glasses, which, you know, clearly there's no really need to. But, and, you know, I just felt this overwhelming fear to, again, you know, to get out, to get away. And, you know, as I explain in the book, it didn't appear to be a ghost, and I didn't know what it was at the time, you know. I didn't have no reason to understand what it was. But, I did feel fear. I wanted to get away. Eventually, I was able to get off the chair and try to open up the door. My hand was shaking. I wasn't sure, you know, because in the book, I explain he's there at one moment and then he's gone. So he could have walked, you know, did he vanish? Did he walk off into the, what would be the hallway where the stairs are? I don't really know. But all I know is, as I explain in the book, you know, I do eventually get out to the door and I run to the garage and bang on the door. And when it opens, you know, my dad comes from underneath the door and asks what's wrong. He can see I'm in a state of panic and, you know, obviously frightened. And I just tell him that there's somebody in the house. And then he goes in to investigate. It's at that time that Francis returns from wherever he'd been. And, you know, my dad tells him that someone's in the house. And they go and look in the house. So they search the house from top to bottom, as far as I've been told. And, you know, they didn't find anyone. There was no doors unlocked. They were still locked on the inside. No windows had been opened or broken. And there was no sight of, you know, of anyone. And it was then, you know, that my dad went back to the garage and, you know, my mum brought me and Sean back into the house. And Dad locked up, and that was the first really sight in the head of this particular type of being. And you know, God knows why it was there. And you know, I never had any sense of what it was. It was only much later on when I started to research again. You know, in the 1990s, I started to research what was happening to me. I didn't have a clue what was happening to me. I didn't understand why I was having these type of experiences. There was no one around me at the time that I could talk to about it. And as I explained in the book, when I did talk to my, you know, what might be my GP, family GP or family doctor, you know, about something entirely different, obviously within the, you know, high strangeness, I guess, but not alien abduction, he tried to have me basically sectioned under the mental health act. So the only other person I could probably go to was a priest. And, you know, they would have probably, you know, damned me to hell. So there wasn't hardly anywhere for me to go with this. And so I didn't really speak about it to anyone. You know, what do you say? What can you say? And like you said, you know, it's very difficult as well for when you're having these type of experiences. And, I'm pretty sure, you know, lots of people have paranormal experiences all over the world. You know, the abductions as well. But, you know, who do you go to it with? Who do you explain it to? And it's understandable when you don't have these experiences. It's difficult, especially if it's people are left-brained, you know, they're very logical and analytical, and it's difficult for people to understand what's happening to you. I mean, come on, it's difficult for people like myself to understand what's happening to me, let alone anyone who's, you know, not familiar with this or all of this stuff. So, you know, I can understand that as well. I can understand why people are skeptical.
Let's go briefly more into the missing time element. Tell us about your encounters with that.
Well, you know, we had missing time, Mitchell, when we had a, you know, the first time, I guess, when I write about that in the book, where we're out in the school grounds again, we're playing on a grassy part of the, you know, a grassy hill. We're playing football, kicking the ball around, or soccer, as you would say in the United States. It's, you know, the summer holidays. The school's been closed for 6 weeks. At the time, my dad would have been in the school early with the cleaners, you know, making preparations for the weeks before the school reopened again. And he had come back over from the school and gone in to have a bite to eat with my mum, taking a break. The cleaners had gone home. And you know, and as I said before, in this area of London that I was in, it was very busy, you know. There was lots of people at work. There's at the time in that area, there's lots of warehouses, lots of, you know, lorries pulling up and activity like that. It's also an area where you had one of the largest police stations in London, which was always busy. So, and on this particular day, though, I remember it's very, you know, it's a hot summer's day, clear blue sky, a few white clouds around. And Sean...
Welcome. We'll cover the rest in a moment. That's rare for London, I think. We've got Michael, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that has been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.